This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back to CBS Sports Radio. I'm Vince Quinn here with you. And joining us to talk about a crazy story going on in the NHL, you might have heard about referee Tim Peel and everything that went on with him this week. Well, joining us to talk about it from NoFilter.net and the Hits Hard Show, Jeremy Roenick. What's going on, JR?
What's up, my friend? Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so you get this story. It comes out. It's all over the place. And you see the audio clip of Tim Peel during a game looking for a penalty against Nashville. How do you feel?
It doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, it's, you know, I was a part of the National Hockey League for years. And, you know, you hear things on the ice and you hear things as the game goes on and you know the mentality of the game and you know exactly what's happening in games. You know, what's happening with Tim Peel is an absolute travesty, to tell you the truth. He does not deserve it. And what's happening in the world today is actually, it's a terrible thing. And people are getting canceled and people are getting fired and people's lives are getting flipped upside down for things that you should be able to just say, I'm sorry. And, you know, and this is very important, I think, when you're talking about life itself. And I was having a conversation with my wife and we've talked about a lot of different things. And, you know, in our lives, in your life, in our households, we raise our kids to be able to say, have their manners, say their pleases, say their thank yous, to say I'm sorry. And there's a reason that we say we're sorry in this world. And we hope that we can be better as people and we can learn from our mistakes and we can continue on and you know, bygones be bygones. But we're getting to be in this point of our lives where I'm sorry is not an option anymore. And that's a very, very dangerous place to be and a scary place to be, because how are we going to raise our children? And how is the next generation going to be when mistakes can't be made and your life ends as mistakes happen? Now, Tim Peel, did he make a mistake? It's debatable. But let me tell you this. When I played in the National Hockey League and we were playing in games where, you know, we would get three or four or five power plays in a row, we knew that the next call was coming to us. We even said in the locker room, in between periods or on the bench, boys, stay disciplined. They're looking for us. Next penalty's coming to us. You know what's happening. So it's a mentality that is in sports that, listen, we want to try to keep things fair and referees want to do their job, but they also wanted to do their job to where other people and fans people look at them like they're being fair, like they're not partisan. Let's take Tim Peel. If the game on Tuesday versus Nashville and Detroit, and Nashville had six power plays to Detroit's zero, what would they be saying about Tim Peel? Would they be saying, "Oh, well, he must have had bets on the game. He must have been favored. He was fixing the game." So where is it where that it's, you know, is there a win or lose for Tim Peel?
Well, that's one of the interesting things with this, JR, right? Is like they're asking with this for the referees to basically ignore that whole natural flow that hockey's had for quite some time with the makeup call and now just say, legislate every single play. If you made mistakes, if you make five mistakes in a row, forget it.
But that's not human nature. Like human nature is to try to be as fair as you can. And by the way, like Tim Peel is not gonna go there and try to make another team lose. He's not sitting there on the ice saying, "I hope Nashville loses, so I have to get a penalty. I have to call a penalty on them." No, there's, you know, I just had Dave Scatchard on my No Filter show the other day on NoFilter.net, and he said he actually had a referee that told him to F off. And actually, the next penalty is going to be on you. And you know what? The next penalty was called on him. So, listen, there's a mentality in the game. And let's look at Detroit Red Wings. Detroit Red Wings are one of the worst teams in the National Hockey League right now. And, you know, is it really, really awful when a team like Nashville has three or four power plays to Detroit's zero and Tim Peel calls a questionable penalty to put Detroit on a power play? He didn't give him a goal. He gave him a power play. Now, is the integrity of the game, is the integrity of the game being manipulated here? I don't think so. In actuality, I think the integrity of the game, integrity of even play, is being put on a pedestal with Tim Peel.
Well, let me ask you for a sec then, because for you, like when you're in the flow of a game like this and you're expecting makeup calls, if it suddenly changes where they're not doing that anymore, does it feel like they're calling a fair game at that point?
Well, listen. Sport is sport, and human nature is human nature, and in human nature, you're going to have mistakes, and you're going to have people that are going to make their decisions in a split second. And, you know, Tim Peel is a very, very honest man. And he's been in the game for a long time. And I will tell you right now, players, GMs, fans, whether they know him or not, they watch Tim Peel, and he has an honorable record. Players love him. I am sure that he has gotten calls from GMs, from coaches, from players that are being on his side, that are sending them their condolences.
Well, what's it like for you with other guys you've talked with that have been in the league? How have they reacted to all of this?
They're pissed. They are pissed because Tim Peel is a very respected referee. And by the way, you know what's really bad about this? His last game scheduled in his career is like April 21st. April 21st, he retires. That's his last game that he's ever going to ref. And so you mean to tell me that this little blurb of a hot mic was bad enough to send Tim Peel off in a retirement of shame rather than a retirement of glory, when he could have had all the players on the ice shake his hand and thank him for his service, where his kids could have been at the game to watch their dad ref his last game? He doesn't get that now. Why? Because he just evened up a play call. Now, listen to me for 1 second.
Okay.
He's never going to get that opportunity now because he got fired from the National Hockey League. He's never going to have that opportunity.
Well, wait, did he get fired? Because it sounded like they pulled him, and technically he's still with the NHL. They're just not letting him on the ice, and it sounds like he's going to get retirement just being on the outside. I don't know what the full penalty is.
I hope that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not going to get the ref again.
Yeah.
Okay, so he doesn't get the opportunity to, you know, shake hands with the players on the ice when he's done. And by the way, the players know that it was his last, that it will be his last game. They know it. And the NHL did fire him. It says the NHL fired him. So, yeah, It's in the media. It's in the media. And when you have the media that gets a hold of this, it's a lasting impression. And regardless of the situation, the media will leave a lasting impression on people's minds. And in the media, it says NHL fires Tim Peel.
Interesting, because they had that statement a couple of days ago where they said, so they changed that.
It says the NHL fires Tim Peel. So the media, and this is the problem with our world today, is the media dictates how people's minds think about people. Tim Peel is a great person. He's been a great referee, and he's respected referee amongst all the players and pretty much every management person that there is. But now, because they decide that whatever the reason is, that this is not an integrity, this is a lack of integrity, and you know, we got to keep up to the integrity of the game. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
I watched Chason cross-check Jim Vesey in the face about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Alex Chason cross-checked Jim Vesey in the face for no reason, and that could have left a lasting impression or a damage, facial damage, a physical damage, a mental damage on Jim Vesey. And you know what Alex Chason got? He got a $5,000 fine. Does Alex Chason care about a $5,000 fine? No. And it's going to go away. But now you have a referee who just says, I had to get a makeup call on Nashville. And now his reputation is tainted for the rest of his life.
Well, how much of this, because for him to deal with this, and you're right with the comparisons and how unfair the punishment is from one guy to the other, but I guess, is this just what the expectation is now that gambling is a part of the equation? Because it feels like that's what a lot of the driving force is here. It's gambling.
Okay, so that's a great question. That's a great question. So now we take gambling into consideration, and that's fine. Tim Peel didn't give them a goal. He didn't give them a goal. He gave them an opportunity to score a goal, but he didn't. They didn't score a goal. You still have to go out and do it. Now, again, how many? If you're talking about gambling, how many people bet on Detroit that game? So, in essence, if you're talking about actual gambling, there are a lot of people that were happy that Tim Peel called that call. So you can't sit here and say, well, gambling is the situation. There was a game about a month ago that a goal was scored. And I want you to follow me here for a second.
Okay.
A goal was scored, and the opposing team who got scored on challenged it for offside. Now, the referees went and they looked at the instant replay. They went and looked at the video, and they concluded it was a good goal. So the goal goes up on the board. And the next thing that happens is the team that challenges got a 2 minute penalty. Okay, this is the end of the second period. There's 1 minute left in the second period, and the referees go, "It's a good goal. You guys get a penalty. Now you're on the power play." So the period ends. They go into the locker rooms, and the referees look at it in between periods. And they find in between periods that it was actually an offside. They were wrong. And you know what they did?
They came back onto the ice, and they went to the coach, and they said, "We're sorry, coach, it was an offside. So what we're going to do is we're going to take your penalty off the board to start the third period, but we're still going to count the goal." Now, what? If it's not a goal, it's not a goal. What should have happened is they should have gone back to the 19-minute mark of the second period. They should have tied the game back up 3-3, and they should have played 1 minute of the second period, stopped the game, switched ends, and started the game again. Because if it's an offside, it's an offside, it's not a goal. You just don't take the penalty off the board. You've got to do it. So there are so many different things that you want to talk about integrity. If it's an offside and you figure it out in between periods, then you have to do it right. If I scored a goal at the 15-minute mark and it went off the back bar and nobody saw it and it came back out and the play happened for another 4 or 5 minutes, if they went back and saw that the puck went into the net, they would have gone back to the 15-minute mark and started the game from there.
Yeah, which is what they should do. And that's the thing is, when you get into all these problems with officiating now, and when you put a microscope like this on every call that's made and the reasoning behind each call, it's just such a messy place to be. And now you have the situation with Tim Peel, and you wonder if this is the end of the line or if we're going to see more referees get legislated. And we've been talking with Jeremy Roenick from the Hits Hard Show and NoFilter.net. So make sure you check him out there, NoFilter.net. JR, thanks so much.
Yeah, great stuff. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, take it easy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.